Calling all detectives. When a young man wanted to be a detective, he proved that he could, the hard way. That is the situation on this page from my casebook, the casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. To be a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, you have to do more than solve cases. The fellow who walked into my office was tall, good-looking, and not a day over 21.
My name is Townley, Cliff Townley. I want to be a detective like you.
Sounds like you've been reading a lot of Chandler and Hammett.
Well, I know those writers exaggerate some, but anyhow, I figure as your assistant, I could get the real lowdown on the game.
Stop right there. This business is not a game. It's work, long, tedious work. The hours are rotten, and so's the pay.
But you like it, Mr. Browning.
He had me there. Yeah, I stick at it. I sometimes wonder why.
Well, I wouldn't expect much salary to start, Mr. Browning. The folks left me enough money to see me through school. I'll get along.
Sure, but not here. Believe me, I don't need any help. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. He got up, headed for the door.
I'm going out and find me a case and crack it. I'll show you that I'd make a good detective, even if it kills me.
When I refused to give a job to a kid fresh out of college, he refused to listen. A week went by without my hearing any more from that avid applicant, and I shrugged it off. I was glad Cliff Townley hadn't tried to do something daffy to convince me that he was a super sleuth. Then, I got a call from Lieutenant Dawson, from the morgue.
Jerry, we want you to make an identification.
The attendant pulled out one of the drawers, and I looked down at the body of Cliff Townley.
A squad car found him in an alley off Grover Street. He was just about dead when I got to him, but he managed to say one thing. Tell Mr. Browning I did it.
I felt sick. That fool kid had stumbled onto a crime. I told Dawson the whole story. I should have stopped him, Dawson. It's my fault.
Jerry, it's too late for that kind of talk. Thing to do now is to get his kill. I want to help.
You bet I do, Dawson. You bet I do. We drove back to headquarters. The crime lab report wasn't much help.
Shot fired from a .38. No identification papers or money on the body. Clothing labels. The campus targary, University City.
We got in touch with the dean at Campton College. Beyond the fact that Clifford Townley's grades had been good, he was able to tell us nothing. I decided to work it from another angle. To think like Cliff Townley. I went looking for trouble. I made every bar within a mile radius of Grover Street.
Sure. The fool kid was in here about a week ago. Asked me, do I roll drunks? I turn him out. And he never come back again.
Well, where would you go next if you were 21 and out to catch crooks? I made the rounds of pool halls, dime a dance joints, bookies. And what I came up with was nothing. Then I got another brainstorm. Take this ad, please. Information wanted concerning Clifford Townley, graduate of Campton College. Get in touch with Jay Browning, Box A, the Daily Clarion. Liberal reward. By 5 o'clock the next day, I'd received a reply. I drove to the address given on it, talked to Todd Richards.
Cliff Townley was my roommate there. Up till last week, we shared this room. Then I landed a big job traveling for Agnew Merchandisers. And Cliff figured to get one working for some hotshot detective.
I gulped, but let Todd go on talking.
So we gave up the room. Only my job fizzled out, and, well, I came back here. About that reward, Mr. Browning.
I paid him. And then Todd said something that was worth every penny I spent.
Well, look, why don't you go talk to Jeff Travers? Maybe he saw Cliff after I did. Jeff lives at the Chatham Club.
I went to the Chatham Club. Well, I saw Cliff last Tuesday, just after I got fired. Trying to cheer me up, told me maybe he knew a way to fix it so Agnew Merchandisers would give me my job back. Did you say Agnew Merchandisers? Yeah. I paid a walloping fee to the Benson Employment Agency for it, only it didn't pan out. I dashed down to the Chatham, picked up Dawson. We pulled a hush-hush credit report on the Agnew Merchandisers, and then we went into action.
afternoon, gentlemen. Can I help you?
I hope so. We're looking for jobs. You've come to the right place. We find the job for the man and the man for the job. That's the motto of the Benson Employment Agency.
I'm Mr. Benson. Well, that's just fine. Now, Mr. Benson, what have you got for us?
Benson appeared to think it over.
I'm going to offer you the opportunities of your lives. I'm going to send you to Agnew Merchandisers, a splendid organization. However...
The however was a matter of the fee.
You see, we operate differently from the ordinary agency. When you're recommended by Benson, you're in. That's why we ask for our fee in advance. Of course, if you don't make good on this marvelous opportunity...
We understand. That's our tough luck.
I'm sure you'll succeed.
Benson picked up two cards, started to fill them out. Dawson nodded, Joey, and I took out my checkbook.
No, sorry, no checks. This is a cash deal.
Dawson pulled out some bills. Benson eyed them greedily.
That will be $150 each.
Okay, but we'd like a receipt. Make it out to the police department.
Benson and his assistants tried to stage a roughhouse, but the police squad that came in handled the boys nicely.
We searched the place, found a .38 caliber revolver. It checked through ballistics as the one that had killed Cliff Townley. Half an hour later, we had the whole crew in jail, and the personnel manager of the Agnew Merchandisers along with them. It's an old, familiar racket. A JIP agency makes a deal with a personnel manager, and after a few days, the new employee is fired. Another one takes his place. Cliff had figured it out when two of his friends got the treatment. But his idea of doing something about it was to go up to Benson and accuse him. And for that blunder, he paid with his life. Like I said, it takes more than solving cases to be a private detective. You have to learn how to stay alive.